We're going to look at the Arachayim HaKadosh to Bahaleischa, Simen Yud Aleph, Pasik Yud Dalet. So after the Chet of Kivres HaTaiva, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Slav and the people are punished for what they have done, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know how to address the people's clamoring for basar. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'uchal anechi levadi laseis es kol ha'am hazeh ki chavei nimen. I am simply not able alone to lead the people. I can't carry the entire nation on my shoulders. It's too difficult. Vim kocha at oiseli, if you insist that I continue this way, hargeni na haroig, just kill me outright. Very powerful. We have to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying and what results from what he is saying here. Val ere b'ra'asi, what does he mean by that? So, Arachayim HaKadosh on Pasuk Dalet says, Le'uchal anechi levadi kan hichlit haratzon. Here, he comes to a conclusion and tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not just saying it's too difficult, but I'll continue. I am saying I can't do it. Ki lo'i tarei mislevad hum misra'im aval yaskim loseis. It's not that he's complaining, but in the end, he's willing to continue to lead Am Yisrael and to be solely responsible for Am Yisrael. No. Elo gila daitoi uritzoinoi, she'enoi reitze liso levadoi. He means it. I cannot do this myself. Until that point, he said, why am I alone in this? But he didn't say, I won't continue to lead the people and carry the responsibility of the nation on my shoulders alone. Here he is saying, I can't do it. Not God forbid that he is refusing the will of God and to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Shashir, rather, he has taken up his own measure. He's looked at himself long and hard and assessed himself, Shehumasa Kaved Mimenu. It's too much for him as a human being to be able to carry the nation. Velo Yuchal say so. Now, apparently, this is a huge assessment, and one that Moshe made very carefully, and is apparently coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I can't do it, and obviously you want me to try to do it anyway. If that's the case, I certainly will, but I'd rather that you take my life. And now we have to understand why. Why is he saying take my life? Hargeni no haroig, in the next pasuk tezvav. Let's see the Arachayim. Vim kocha at oiseli, if you do this to me, meaning you insist that I continue to serve alone, hargeni no haroig imatzosi chayin beinecho va'al ere b'ra'osi. I should not experience what bad will befall me. What does he mean? So in simple pshat, you think that he's just going to have a nervous breakdown, or he's not going to do the job correctly, and that will be the ra'a. That's not the pshat here, the Arachayim says. Perish. Chosh. He suspected ki yemer Hashem elav loseis ba'al karchai. He suspected that the Rabbanu Shlomo would say, Moshe, do it, even though you don't want to. Hagam. Shelo yuchal amanas ken yavoid Hashem ad yitzias neshama. Even though he cannot, hagam shelo yuchal, though it's too much, he's not able to do it, Nevertheless, he's going to Yaved Hashem Ad Yitzias Nesham, even if it means that he loses his life, which is what he suspected is going to happen to him. How would he lose his life? Later, the Aruch Hayim says, eventually, the Bnei Yisrael will turn on him. And he's willing to do it. D'chziv, b'chol levav, b'chol v'chol nafshecha. Afilu neiteles nafshecha. He'll do it. L'ze omar v'im, if you insist, kocha at oiseli hargeni nahoroig. Perish ato, no meaning now. Just instead of me doing things that are going to cause Klal Yisrael to do me in, do me in. You finish me up, take my life now. Ato, mosa nafshoi. He says, I'll give up my life. V'lo yisa oid hamasa levadei, rather than continue alone. V'nosen hatam, v'al ere b'ro'osi. So I should not see what terrible tragedy will befall me. And he doesn't mean himself bodily, physically, he means spiritually. Watch. Perish, dover hagoyrim ra la nefesh. He means what will happen to his nefesh, to his neshama. She'alov yakpidu ha-tzadikim. That's what tzadikim are concerned with. He's not concerned with his discomfort or his physical suffering. He means that there will be a terrible tragedy that will befall his nefesh. V'hara'a asher aleha tza'ak libo hi. What he is crying about is, she'im yahargu Yisrael. If in the end they do Moshe in, yischayvu kiloya. They, Klal Yisrael, will then be guilty, so guilty as to deserve their total annihilation. V'nimtza shegarmu lo lahan nisham. Then it will be his indirect fault, or even just because of what they do to him, that they are going to be punished. Gam lezeh yechashev tachaluei hanefesh. This is suffering of the nefesh of a tzaddik. Al derech ma'amar, like it says in Mishlei, gam anoish letzaddik loy toiv. For any einish to come about through a tzaddik, loy toiv. You never want that somebody else should suffer because of you. You never want that somebody else should be punished, that in Shemayim a person should be judged guilty because of what they did to you. A tzaddik wants that nothing that's negative should happen, God forbid, to another human being, certainly not to another Jew, because of what he, the tzaddik, was on the receiving end of. So that's why in the Kriyas Shema Alamita, we expressly are meichel everybody, anybody who may have heard us during this past day, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no one should be punished, there should be no retribution because of me. Because of this idea of Gam Anoish LaTzadik Loi Toif. We have to be very careful, therefore, to distinguish and compartmentalize, where on the one hand we believe somebody did us wrong, and we hope that they will address the grievance. We may have a legitimate grievance. On the other hand, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would like that person to fess up, do the right thing, but please don't punish the person. We're in a dispute. Maybe we have gone, but we'll go eventually to a Beis Din. So they'll settle it there. So it's a very pious attitude, really a righteous attitude, where you say, I don't want anyone being hurt because they hurt me. I don't want anybody who is suffering to be suffering because of what they did to me. That's how the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes, says we are to understand Gam Anoish LaTzadik Loi Toif. Because if he's a tzaddik, why would he receive an einish? Ah, it's an einish for somebody else. And the tzaddik who is right and righteous, if because of that someone else suffers, loy taiv, it's not good. Now, obviously you can't take the tzaddik to task. He's not to blame if somebody else does him so much harm, does him so much wrong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to it. But this is what a tzaddik would care about. Loimar, Loimar, excuse me, yes? Yeah.
Why all of a sudden now is Moshe concerned about it? I mean, he stood to a much more troubling.
Well, no, actually, so after the Egel, because Baruch Hu was the one who told him that he's going to go down and deal with the Maisa Egel, before he even reached the people, he already had achieved that they would not be immediately destroyed.
I mean, he wasn't scared that he would. He was able to stand up to B'nai Yisrael. He wasn't worried of physical harm.
He did call to the Levim when he came down. He said, Mila Hashem Eloi. He did not confront the guilty amongst us by himself. Here, Klal Yisrael turns to him and says, Zacharnu es hadogo. We remember what we had to eat in Mitzrayim. Asher noechel b'Mitzrayim chinam. Nafsheni yevesha ein kol, bilti el amon ein einu, and they want meat. They want a steak dinner. V'hamon kizragadhu, as beautiful as it is, and as much as there was the easy access to it, shatu ha'am v'loktu v'tachanu, but what they wanted was mi ya'achileinu basar. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, what am I going to say? I can't provide it to them.
I thought the man tasted like whatever you wanted.
Yeah, perhaps if you, the Medrash says that if you had the zechus, even if it tasted like what you wanted, but again, because it's not what Am Yisrael has in its taiva. Hisavu taiva means that they actually sought out to live in a sense away from the man, away from the miraculous sustenance. They wanted to be like any other human being. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was treating them in a sense as if they are greater than human beings and like Malachim, but they said, no, we don't want that. We want Taiva. We want to have the desire and then enjoy what it is that we desire once we obtain what we desire. This was a very, very grievous sin, and it was impossible for Moshe to respond to them. And if he says to them, no, I can't provide for you, so who knows what they'll do to him. Let's continue. V'chafa loimer hargeni no haroig. He doesn't just say hargeni no, kill me. He says hargeni no haroig loimar shaharug hu. The Medrash says hargeni no haroig, that you would read the word haroig with a shuruk, not hargeni no haroig, but hargeni no harug. Harug means someone who's killed already. Loimer shaharug hu, he is already as good as dead. Im lo yahargehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If God doesn't kill him, the people will. Ki vadai she yaharguhu Yisrael. This was not a panic on Moshe's part. This was not histrionics. This is real. This is Am Yisrael really in such a bad place that he understood how dangerous this situation was, where they could take his life, and then what would happen to them? V'im kein kisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayreg oisai, if God takes him now, einoi hayreg ela adam harug, he would already be as good as dead anyway. So that's why he says, hargeni no harug, take me because I'm as good as dead. They're going to take me. Am Yisrael's not going to tolerate my leadership anymore. I cannot lead them. I can't provide what they need and want. Gavra k'tila katil, as the Gemara says. He killed a dead man. V'teves horeg nidreshes benikud shuruk. So it's nidrash in medrash, in yalkut, as if it says hargeni harug. Rabbi Seinu Zal Amru, v'zelo shaynam. Im lo etein, if I don't give them what they want, heim hargi moisi. If I defy you, atohar geini. V'hakosiv yichavim l'chol hadrochim. And by saying, hareini no haroig, or Harug, all of this is what Moshe was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't. And the people are going to do something terrible. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu again, very piously, is saying, I would rather you take me than they take me. Because if they do the terrible punishment, what they will bring upon themselves, what they will bring down on themselves, will be a tragedy. And it'll be a tragedy that circumstances involving me brought it about. I will be at the very center of the circumstance of Am Yisrael's destruction, their ultimate downfall. They are Hisavu Taiva, they can't release that Taiva, they destroy their leader for being the man who can't provide, who's so holy, but they are not. They've sunk to the deepest depths, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give up on these people. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, please, let it not happen that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, done. Not that you're right. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, could and should have continued alone, because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I'm going to provide the basar, and those who should be punished for the manner in which they've asked for it will be, but they will have their meat. Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. Tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can provide, but you, Moshe, have lost your position as the only sole leader and Navi. Watch. Esfali Mizikne Yisrael. V'leyamar Esfali Shivim Zikeinim. But me, Zikne Yisrael. Yirmayis, this is a hint, Lamasha Amru, Shehashivim Zikeinim, Shehasaf B'Mitzrayim, Nehargu Kulanim Chur. Medrash says that they perished with Chur. They also defied Bnei Yisrael. It wasn't only Chur who defied Am Yisrael and tried to get them to stop worshipping the eagle, but the Shivim Zikeinim did likewise and paid the ultimate consequence. Paid the ultimate sacrifice of their very lives. Based on the pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. Lazeh Omar Elov, that's why Hashem says, Sheyasef Shivim Acherim Mizikne Yisrael. The leading Zakenim, the 70 obvious leading Zakenim, who were Zakenim in Mitzrayim, who were initially taken up by Moshe Rabbeinu at Yisro's suggestion, that group, they're gone. It could be, again, of course, that they were taken up, not at Yisro's suggestion, but they had already been in that position. But they're gone. V'omar tevas li, esfa li, shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, gather them for me. Very important word. That one little word, li. Sheyiskavim b'davar l'shmoy yisbarach. He says, gather them up because I want them to be gathered. Tell them they are going to be serving because I wish that they should serve. Not that you wish that they should serve. I wish that they should serve. And k'day shelo yat'ehu hasatan b'zokein she'enu nochein. If you choose them totally l'shem shemayim, if you go about finding them with great mesiras nefesh, you'll find the right ones. How do you find the right zakenim? There are so many qualities that they need to have. How can you be sure you find the right ones? If you do it with a view to the will of Hashem, if you do it with mesiras nefesh and totally l'shem shemayim, you'll find the right zakenim. The satan won't involve itself and cause the error of the choice of the wrong person. This is what I mentioned earlier. That it should be that they're coming as my representatives to lead Am Yisrael, not yours. In other words, they're not coming to serve because you ask them. They're coming to serve because I ask them, Hashem says. They accept their position because I appoint them, not you. And that's going to be important in a moment when we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you are losing your soul role, that unique role of being the only leader and Navi. Oid yirtze sheyemer lehem hagam shezekenim harishenim nehergu. He's also saying, Li, because these Zakenim are going to look at Moshe and say, you know, it's really a tough job. And you know what happened to the first Zakenim? They were done in together with Chur at Chet HaEgel. Why would we want to sacrifice our very lives if that's what it might entail? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Li, it's Mesiris Nefesh. Sheyemer lehem hagam shezakenim harishenim nehergu. Even though the first Zakenim, the initial Zakenim, indeed were murdered by Klal Yisrael. Let these new Zakenim not step away. Let them not shy away from being appointed. Hagam sheyiyu nesafim, even if it means nesafim, that it takes their very lives. Perish neherogim li lishmi. Unbelievable. Esfa li shivim ish, using the word esfa as in vayayosef el amo, that is a lushan of someone whose neshama is taken back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person passes away. Take them, li, with the willingness to give up their very lives as leaders. And yes, yes, that's what happened to those who were with Chur. Yes, that's what could happen. That's what I need. I need people who are literally meiser nefesh for what's right, for the Torah. And if that's what chas v'shalom happens, it's l'shem shamayim, it's l'shmi. Ki derech oimrei, like it says in Tehillim, ki alecha hayragnu. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving up our very lives, if necessary.
It's kol hayom.
Kol hayom. Yes. Kalayoy, meaning that any day and every day, that's the extent to which we would give ourselves up for your sake. So esfali, li lishmi, even esfa, even if it means that they have to make the ultimate sacrifice. Indeed, like the first Zakenim did. Zikneom v'shaitrov, shaitrov meaning that they have police power, they should be people who others respect. They should be able to be enforcers. People should have a certain respect, even a sense of fear for what these gentlemen will say and how they will rule and lead. That's why it says Zikniam Vishaitrav, meaning they can enforce the law. They can cause people to do and move people, even if the people initially don't want to do what's right, they will see to it that it gets done. Now he says, "V'atzalti min haruach." Now that's a very interesting expression. "V'atzalti min haruach" means that I will take from that huge amount of spirit that you have, and I will give of it to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say they will have a new ruach; they will have their own nevuah; they will have their own substance and character and flavor as leaders and as Zakenim. No, it's coming from you. That doesn't mean that Moshe's will be reduced necessarily. But it's coming from Moshe's, meaning that there's something here that Moshe should think about. You, Moshe, are not going to have the exclusivity that you once had. Let's see it inside. Vatzalti min haruach tam seder ze laharoisai. Ki Hashem nosan boi koyach sheyochol seis maso kol ha'am. The point of saying it's coming from you is they're getting their power from you. They're getting their ability drawn from what you may not realize is your ability. You could lead all alone. But now that you have refused and say that you can't, and this is such a powerful lesson in how much a person has to say, I can be an Eved Hashem. I can be everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels I can and should be. I can be. Obviously, it's a huge challenge to a human being because even Moshe didn't rise up to it fully. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him, I'm taking from you so that they will be. Well, what does that mean? You could have been. I wouldn't take anything from you, and you would have been. Says the Or HaChaim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to Moshe is. Tell Moshe Rabbeinu, you could have. You have the power. You have it in you. When you couldn't, or I should say, when you refused to, Chazar v'notal mimenu, Hashem takes that from Moshe, Masha tzarech laboim, lo seis imoy b'masa ha'am, giving them the wherewithal. And then, v'lo yisisa ato levadecha is not repetitive. Lo yisisa ato levadecha is kan hichlit mimenu hachazara. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denies him ever going back. Perish. Shehagam sheyachzor Moshe lemer esu levadi, amar Hashem elav lo yisisa ato levadecha. There's no turning back the clock. Oid romaz loy shebem tzoa sadover loy tishar hanisius v'hamayla lo Moshe levadoi. This level of Moshe and his exclusivity is gone forever. V'hu ma'amar v'lo yisisa, meaning you will not be the only uplifted Loshen Nisius Roish, you'll not be the only soul leader. Lotia Levadcha Kibatchila. Shuv Bo Liodimam Chazal, he says, quoting the Medrash, Vizel Loshenim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Ani Nesati L'Kabina V'Das L'Farnes, as Bonai, I gave you the ability to lead the people, V'Sisyachid Ata Bo'isa Gedula Achshav, Bo'isa Gedula, Kama, Achshav Mishalacha Heim Noitlim, Adkan in the Medrash, I gave you the possibility to do it all alone. Now they're going to gain their ability to do it, but they're taking it from you. It's almost as if to say, look, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu will always be the greatest. And he's not losing a power of Nevuah. But the destined role of soul leader is lost forever. And that, he says, is in line with one of the understandings of what it says when they finally became Nevi'im. It says, V'lo yosfu, and they did not have a pause in their Nevuah ever again. One understanding of lo yosfu is lo posku, that they became Nevi'im and forever and ever. V'zeh, v'lo yisisa losha Nevuah, ka'imer masa dvar Hashem, as in the case of Malachi, the Lashon for a Nevuah is a Masa, and they became Nevi'im, and would remain Nevi'im, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the sole Navi, until then, would no longer be the sole Navi. L'tia ata Navi levadcha, el yiyu kol hazakenim Nevi'im gam kein. So you've lost your exclusive role as Navi, and as leader, and the fact that it's the atzalti min haruach is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you had the ability, you just didn't believe in yourself fully and enough to realize it. Now, if that's in the case for Moshe Rabbeinu, can you imagine what it's like for others in important leadership roles in Klal Yisrael when they doubt themselves? Of course, they're not Moshe Rabbeinu. So for them to doubt themselves is a lot more legitimate than for Moshe Rabbeinu to doubt themselves. But that's the idea of how important it is to not doubt yourself when you are driven and you're doing it correct and you're moving in the right direction, L'Shem Shemayim, and then there's opposition. So we have to know that even Moshe Rabbeinu found it tough going, but in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you asked to be helped and you will be. You'll have others with you, but you know, Moshe, you sold yourself short. You really could have done it alone.